maybe you discovered that your organization actually thrives with virtual events and it works really well for you and your donors. And you're like, hey, you know what? I'm never going back to doing any in-person component. That's awesome. I love that. And I love the desire to kind of keep finding what works for your organization. So it's a way to go on that front, if that's you. But this event, again, it's going to be really similar to maybe what we've seen in the past few years here. But it's also going to be new and improved. So you're not going to make this a boring Zoom call where we've got our attendees all tuning in and kind of watching us kind of fumble through it. This is going to be a really curated, high quality experience for them. You're probably going to have a mix of pre-recorded and live elements throughout the night, right? A live silent auction and a live auction or live fund Anita's, those are happening. But maybe some pre-recorded videos too. Pre-recorded speakers or musicians playing or testimonial videos. What I would really think about, especially in regards to keeping our donors engaged the whole time, is think about it like a wave. Kind of what are we riding, or what are the highs and lows of the wave that we're taking our donors on? So there's going to be high moments, which are really entertaining and really fun. And maybe it's a pre-recorded video or a live host that's just cracking some jokes and getting people excited and having fun as the event's going on. Or we're going to bring people down a bit lower, but it's going to be those really heartfelt or giving moments. Or maybe it's a testimonial story from somebody who's used one of your services or a program within your organization. Those videos, again, maybe they're pre-recorded so we can control that experience. There's no distractions, no lag or no delays, anything like that. But again, if you think about it like a wave of the highs and lows we're going to get people to ride as the event's happening, can help you really frame out what this event looks like and how you can make it really engaging the entire way through.
I love that. You said you've been with Trellis for about 2 years. What has been your favorite event that you've done so far, and what made it fun for you?
Yeah. Oh, good question. It's hard to pick just one. On the event front, we've seen some really well done virtual events or hybrid events. We had one where they had one of their sponsors. It was a hybrid event. And so one of the sponsors, you could see them walk out from the in-person kind of VIP. They were doing kind of like that VIP style. You could see them walk out from the building, get in a car. They've got a camera crew following them, get in the car, and they've got this gift basket and they're just driving around. And they drive up to somebody's door, walk up the doorsteps, knock on the door. And it was actually a virtual attendee's home that they had dropped off at or stopped at. And they just surprised them with a gift basket. And it was a really cool moment where it was all about that virtual attendee and all about our virtual audience, but everybody was watching it in person and virtual. Our virtual attendees, they're all sitting there wondering, like, are they going to show up at my door? Do I want them to show up my door? I want them in the basket. And that moment of panic, but our in-person attendees are just laughing along as we're seeing this sponsor who's walking up, and they're like super entertaining and kind of bringing a lot of energy too. So that was super cool. But we've seen all sorts of things, not on the event front, but just as a fundraiser. We saw an organization, this was actually right when COVID had just begun. They weren't really sure if they were going to be able to keep their doors open much longer. And I was chatting with their executive director, and she was saying that, you know, she probably has to let go of some of her staff pretty soon. But they partnered with a local celebrity, Jillian Harris. She was also on Bachelorette, and kind of well-known and has a really good following. They partnered with her and they decided to put on a flash raffle. So the idea was Jillian Harris helped them secure about 200 amazing raffle items, everything from jewelry and some fashion stuff to home decor. And they put on their raffle. It was $5 or $10 tickets. People had the chance for just 24 hours to go in and buy raffle tickets for as many items as they wanted. In less than 24 hours, they raised $220,000 selling these $5 and $10 tickets. It was absolutely incredible. And for that organization, Mamas for Mamas, they were able to keep their doors open, service even more people during a time when that felt very impossible for their organization. And that was all in one day.